I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, how an Olympian named Blessing made the most out of an unexpected second chance. But now Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Karen, and hello to our new friends at KCLU, NPR for the California coast, the whole California coast. Actually, they're located in Thousand Oaks, and we're glad to have them with us.
Absolutely. On Monday night, Oklahoma City Thunder guard Russell Westbrook got his 10th straight triple-double, breaking the record set by Wilt Chamberlain back in 1968. And then on Thursday night, he pushed that record to 11 and broke Gary Payton's record for the most points in franchise history and said, quote, "I have so much room for improvement." Really?
Yeah, I mean, there's a little touch of false modesty there. Westbrook, his true shooting percentage over that same stretch is almost 60%, wow, which is startling.
Well, speaking of streaks, on Wednesday night, Houston Rockets guard James Harden extended his 30 points or more streak to 31 games. That puts him tied with Wilt Chamberlain for the second longest streak. Not bad, eh?
Yeah, considering he had a bad shoulder, and if I was putting up enough shots to score 30 points in 31 consecutive games, my shoulder would be sore, too.
Well, to continue the streak on Monday night, he had to score 11 points in a 100-second span,
yeah,
late in the fourth quarter, and I was just left wondering, was he just trying to keep it interesting?
I have no idea. They are calling it the unguardable tour now, which I think is pretty interesting. Maybe they have jackets.
Well, of course, Harden has a long way to go before he even comes close to the longest streak. That record also belongs to Chamberlain at 65 consecutive games. Think Harden can do it?
No, I don't think so. Wilt scored a lot of points.
Michael Jordan was asked this week, which is harder, 30 straight 30-point games or 10 straight triple-doubles. Here's what he said.
I'm very proud about what both guys have done because they're making their mark for the league, and I think it really helps the growth of the league, which is harder from a player standpoint. Six championships, by all means.
Does he have a good point?
Yeah, of course. He's right. But it's very interesting to see Michael go from Michael Jordan, NBA owner management type, to Michael Jordan, cutthroat competitor, in like one sentence.
The first of three new upstart pro football leagues debuted last weekend, Charlie. The Alliance of American Football had a big opening day with TV ratings that beat out the PGA and the NBA. Wait, I thought football was supposed to be a dying sport.
Yeah, please don't. Come on, America. We don't need this. Although they are suiting themselves with all the things you need to succeed in the 21st century. All the technology, it will help you gamble, which is the important thing.
Yeah, the idea is they're going to have this app where gamblers will be able to watch games and place their bets play by play on the same screen. And they call it revolutionary, but I call it a pretty bad idea.
Yeah, well, I think it's terrific if you have the disposable income of Jeff Bezos or somebody, but it's a really terrible idea if you happen to have a gambling problem.
Okay, let's see if I can get this straight. First, Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown tweeted his goodbyes to Pittsburgh. Then he officially asked the Steelers for a trade. Then he asked his fans where he should play next. Do you think he understands how this all works?
Well, he seems to. I mean, he's having fun with it anyway. Apparently, he eliminated Pittsburgh from the conversation.
Right. I have to say, I'm really kind of charmed by this guy, and I might feel differently if I was a fan of the team he played for.
No, this is very interesting, though. The Steelers are not listening,
yes,
to any trade offers from any team in the AFC North or the New England Patriots.
Right. Which means I never will be a fan of the team
That's
he plays
right.
for. And finally, Charlie, I'm waiting for it.
Woof! Sparks!
A wire fox terrier won best in show at Westminster this week, to the boos and grumbles of the crowd. What, is King somehow a false king?
No, King was the number one ranked terrier last year, and terriers seem to have a lock on this award. Fox terriers have won this thing 15 times in the 112 times that they've handed it out. So I just think it's, you know, pretty much the same as people booing Bill Belichick myself.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Sports Illustrated from time to time. And he joins us each week here at Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.